Richardson Grove, about an hour south of Eureka, is a dense forest with 300-foot-tall redwood trees, some more than 1,000 years old. Highway 101 goes right through this state park, which is a gateway to California's redwood region.
That tree is probably upwards of 800 years old, maybe 1,000 years old.
That's Carol Dyer. She's a campaign organizer with the Environmental Protection Information Center, or EPIC, a local nonprofit group known for suing lumber companies and other business interests that might threaten the North Coast's old-growth redwoods. They're among the groups suing the state to block a highway widening project here.
Some of the oldest, tallest living things on Earth are here. You know, people come here to experience the old-growth redwoods, and there's so little of it left, we have to protect every last tree.
But some of these redwoods are in the way of a proposal to widen the highway so larger trucks can pass through Richardson Grove. 54 trees, not all of them redwoods, would be cut down, and the roots of about 70 old-growth redwood trees would be cut back. An hour north of Richardson Grove, Mary Keene, the co-founder of Cypress Grove, Chev, and Arcata, finds herself in a difficult position over the widening project.
You know, I moved to Humboldt County because I wanted to back to the land life. And we lived on 80 acres we built a cabin, scraped the bark off the trees. You know, we had a garden and a few goats.
Cypress Grove, Chev started out a small company with a few goats. But now it's a multi-million-dollar business, and Keene says it's getting harder to rely on the smaller, more costly trucks she has to use now in order to export her gourmet cheese along Highway 101.
These trucks are older. They pollute. You know, they use more gas because they're older, and they don't make them anywhere because there's only two places in the whole United States that have this small truck need, and we're one of them.
Proponents like Keene say the Richardson Grove Highway Widening Project won't cause any old-growth trees to be cut down, and biologists for Caltrans, the lead agency, say the impact will be minor. But scientists aren't all on the same page. Dyer of EPIC says the impacts of cutting the root systems of old-growth redwood trees are unknown.
Caltrans cannot offer any guarantee that if they do this project, that it will not harm this old-growth redwood grove. If they could, EPIC would not be suing them.
EPIC is joined in its fight by a consortium of Native American tribes and some local business owners to stop the plan. Lorena Eliason owns a Riverwood Inn in Phillipsville.
With the state of California right now, budgets not being met and schools closing and all this, why do they want to spend $5 million or more to make this road alignment so that 15 businesses can export their beer and their goat cheese from here? It doesn't make sense. It's not as important as other issues that California is looking at.
Eliason says the $5+ million it will cost to widen the highway through Richardson's Grove should go towards more important services in the state, like education. And she says large STAA trucks already move through Richardson's Grove for cattle and moving trucks. Opponents in the suit like Eliason argue Caltrans did not adequately consider the project's environmental impacts or alternatives to a wider highway, like turning it into a one-way lane at night for larger trucks, or using the Humboldt Harbor.
We have Humboldt Bay, which is a very big bay and can handle short-haul shipping. And goods can be shipped by barge. I mean, this is the way of the future, not trucks, not more fossil fuels.
Caltrans declined to comment on the pending litigation. Currently, the agency is widening another access point into Humboldt County on Highway 299. The widening project is part of Governor Schwarzenegger's statewide goods movement action plan, says Commissioner Kirk Girard.
The trucking industry is designed to work on modern large-scale roads, so rural areas could be find themselves increasingly marginalized from the nation's goods movement, and that's what we find ourselves here.
But not all residents in Humboldt County want an increase in large-scale trucking. For residents like Eliason, the quality of life is worth limiting the size of trucks in her area.
It's always been difficult to get here, hard to find make jobs, find a living. You know, I was born in Humboldt County. I'm third generation, so I'm really familiar with Humboldt County. And I've made my niche. I know that I will never make a lot of money, but it's my choice to live here. if I did what I did somewhere else, I might be very wealthy. But, you know, then I'd have to live where I don't want to live. Eureka and Humboldt County will always have the same quality of life. It's always going to be hard to find a job. It's always going to be a beautiful place to live, and that's the trade-off, in my opinion.
As part of the governor's Goods Movement Action Plan, Richardson Grove will be widened next to allow for larger-scale shipping. But that depends on the outcome of the suit. It could be a long time in the making until any decisions are made. Environmental lawsuits can take decades. EPIC just won a legal battle over logging redwood trees that was in litigation for 12 years. Till then, activists vow to keep the heat on protecting Richardson Grove, which is also sacred to several local Native American tribes. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KMUD News.